in Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli Daf Yud Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph on the 8th line with the words Kusim Mishum Mahen Psulim. Kusim Mishum Mahen Psulim. Why are Kusim Psulim means forbidden to marry Yisraelim? Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Geri Arayis. Rabbi Yochanan answers it's because they are Geri Arayis, which means they converted only because lions were eating them. The Kasha. If someone did not convert to Shem Shemayim and after he returned and converted to Shem Shemayim, do we not accept him? Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Ulaza Mishum Nochri Ve'Eved Haba Abasiso Havlab Mamza. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Ulaza, gave a second answer. It's because of a Gentile or a slave who had relations with a Basiso, the child of the Mamza. That means their initial conversion was invalid. They were still Gentile. Some of them married Bnei Siso and the children were Mamzerim. V'ha'amar Rabbi Akiva Geri Tzedek Hein. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Akiva holds that from the beginning they were proper converts. Al Shem Shehen Miyabnim Es HaRusois Mitzion Es HaNasois. The Gemara answers it's because they do Yibim with Arusois, with Yivomus, who fell from Erosin, and exempt Nasois, because they expound Lysia Eshes HaMeis HaChutza Le'Ishzar to exempt Nasois. Baha Rabbanin Amrin Ein Mamza Yivama. The Gemara asks, the Rabban said there's no Mamza from Yivama who married someone else without doing chalitza. Hashem she'ena b'kim b'dikduke gittin. The answer is, it's because they are not expert in details of the laws of gittin, and therefore often she remarries based on a pasul get. Rabban Gamliel machshe b'gittehen. The Gemara asks, Gamliel is machshe b'gittin. He holds they're expert in details of the laws of gittin. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan al shenisau b'vahem karni b'mois. Rather, we give a final answer, which is Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, it's because Kahanim of the b'mois mixed with them. V'yas Kahanim mixes ha'am, am Rabbi Lo min ha'kodesim sheba'am, min ha'psoilis sheba'am. Rabbi Lo explains from the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph Per, Yud Beis Pasuk Lamed Aleph, V'yas Kahanim mixes ha'am means that from the kodesim, the thorns in the nation, and from the psulim in the nation, he made them priests. Amar Rabbi Shesha Yaakov bar Acha, Kol Yoitzeh bar Kayim. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said that our Mishnah is machshe documents that enter Gentile courts, except for Gittin Ashim and Shuchay Avodim, because there is publicity to what is done in the courts. If it was possible, people would know not to rely on it. Me'ata filo shneim kusim. The Gemara asks, if so, even if both witnesses are kusim, the get should be kosher. Shneihi she'ena mekiyim b'dikduke gittin. The answer is gittin are different because they're not expert in the details of the laws of gittin. Rabbi Shimon machshe b'gittin. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Shimon is machshe b'gittin. They must be expert in details of the laws of gittin. Rabbi Abba b'shem, Rabbi Zeira, Asya, Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Laza, Kamar, Rabbi Laza, Omar, Afapisha Ein, Olav Eidim, Kosher, and Rabbi Shimon, Omar, Afapisha Ein, Olav Eidim, Kosher. And the Gemara answers from Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Laza, just like Rabbi Laza says that even if there are no witnesses on a get, it's kosher through the Eidim Masira, means as long as it was, there was Eidim to watch it being handed over. So Rabbi Shimon says that even if there are no witnesses on it, it's kosher. Me'ata filim nasik behejet. The Gemara asks, if so, he should be machshir, even if it was done through commoners. Rabbi Suchel Ahud Na'amah Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, Kol Yoitze Ba'al-Kayim. The Gemara answers, we have to answer, like Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha said, if publicity to what is done in the courts, but not to what commoners do. Shda Yoitze Ba'beis Sha'an Ba'yo'edov Eidei Goyim. There was a document that came from in Beis Sha'an, and the witnesses were Gentiles. Rabbi Yossi Oime is Palgun, Rabbi Yochanan Miflokish, Chadam Apostle, the Chadam Akosha. Rabbi Yossi says that Rabbi Yochanan Miflokish disagreed about it, one disqualified it, and one was Machshir. Rabbi Abo Mefarish, Rabbi Yochanan Apostle, Rabbi Tokish Amakosha. Rabbi Acha explained that Rabbi Yochanan disqualified, and it was Miflokish who said it was Kosha. From our time at Miflokish, what was Miflokish's reasoning? It was to avoid a monetary loss to a Yisrael who was a lender. Afilu the leith masid ledein masid ledein. Even if there's no loss to the lender, there's a loss to the borrower. Nam Rav Yudan ela kadesh li nil ones adeles lifnei bnei adam shulamachu mivakesh lavoyis vehu eni yaitse. Rav Yudan answered, it's lest we lock the door in front of people, meaning if we would disqualify such documents, tomorrow means in the future he will seek the borrow and he won't sign someone to lend if you saw witnesses are not available.